On Thursday, August 20th, I'm Adrian Scabland. This is KNAU's Local News Now. Construction has begun on the Trump administration's second border wall project inside Oregon Pipe National Monument. The border-hugging monument is home to an ancient sporing system and already has one steel wall. KJZZ's Alyssa Resnick has more.
The National Park Service closed the road to Quito Baquito Springs in July. The millennia-old freshwater system drains into a pond about 200 feet from the border and hosts endangered species like the Quito Baquito pupfish. Russ McSpadden with the Center for Biological Diversity says he reached the site by foot this week.
About 2.5 miles east of Quito Baquito, I ran into a big swath of land that has been cleared by border wall contractors. And it's, you know, about 100 feet of land cleared north of the border.
McSpadden's photos show heavy machinery and two sites east of Quito Baquito that have been cleared of all vegetation. Customs and Border Protection says the second wall at the spring itself will be within a 60-foot stretch of land right along the border.
That was KJZZ's Alyssa Resnick reporting. A Havasupai tribal member was arrested and is set to appear in federal court today following the alleged assault of a New York woman hiking to Havasu Falls last week. Fox 10 reports Taylor Nardo Paya is accused of stabbing the woman and stealing her phone after she asked him for directions. A nearby resident intervened, stopping the attack and providing the 27-year-old woman first aid before law enforcement could arrive. The woman is recovering at her home in New York. In a statement, the tribe's chairwoman says the violence is unacceptable and doesn't reflect the hospitality the tribe extends to thousands of tourists each year. The National Weather Service has issued an extreme heat warning through today for areas of the Grand Canyon below 4,000 feet. Forecasters say Phantom Ranch and other low-elevation spots in the canyon could reach 111 degrees. They urge anyone in the area to drink plenty of water and avoid outdoor activity during the heat of the day. Hot temperatures will persist across the region, with triple-digit temperatures expected today in Camp Verde and Page and the upper 90s in Sedona, Tuba City, and Winslow. A majority of the Arizona incumbents who are running to keep their seats in Congress have declined to debate their challengers. The Arizona Republic reports all but two of the state's 9 sitting U.S. House members have declined to take part in the publicly funded clean elections debates ahead of the November general election. Democratic Representative Adelita Grijalva will square off against Republican Daniel Buterez, and GOP Congressman Juan Ciscomani plans to debate Democrat Joanne Mendoza. The rest of the delegation turned down clean elections invitations, including Republican representatives Eli Crane, Paul Gosar, and Abe Hamadea, along with Democrats Yasmin Ansari and Greg Stanton. A sweeping election reform measure, which would require Arizonans to show ID every time they cast a vote, survived a legal hurdle to make it onto the ballot. Proposition 144 would make a series of changes to the state's election laws and was sponsored by Republican State Representative Alexander Culloden. He's now the GOP nominee for Secretary of State. A Tempe City Council member challenged the measure, arguing it violates a constitutional rule that measures must stick to a single subject. But the Arizona Supreme Court on Tuesday said the proposal complies with the law. Cochise County law enforcement leaders recently met with Governor Katie Hobbs in Sierra Vista as she seeks nearly $1 billion in reimbursement of state funds spent on border security. Sheriff Mark Daniels said the federal government must repay local agencies that stepped in.
What we saw on the last administration was horrific in this county, horrific for the state. The state stood up, sheriffs, police chiefs, we all stood up, our troopers stood up, we all did the right thing.
Hobbs and local law enforcement hope to secure a piece of a $13.5 billion congressional allocation for repayment of state funds spent on border security as part of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. A federal judge sentenced a former Ute Mountain Ute tribal councilman to life in prison this week. That's according to the Journal in Cortez, Colorado. Lindreth Wall was found guilty on 15 counts, including sexual abuse and abusive sexual contact. The judge said Wall used his status as a spiritual healer to exploit women who came to him for help with depression and substance abuse. An attorney for Wall said he maintains his innocence. Arizona National Guard officials say crews have stopped forward progress on a lightning-caused fire burning within Camp Navajo west of Flagstaff. Fire crews had been using the Americana fire to consume dead and downed fuels, reducing fire risk in a part of the camp that hadn't burned in more than 70 years. The blaze broke out last week, and officials say it grew to about 200 acres. They say crews are now mopping up leftover hotspots and securing fire line around the fire. Governor Katie Hobbs outlined a new plan this week aimed at sustaining a healthy population of wild horses living on the Tonto National Forest. The new management plan for the Salt River horse herd suspends the removal of horses and sets a higher population goal. That's a change from the original plan that had set out to remove 25 animals from the area per year. Hobbs says scientists with Arizona's three state universities will begin a study of the genetic viability of the herd. Hobbs says she's committed to the health of the animals and the environment they inhabit. The announcement was applauded by wild horse advocates and the leader of the Salt River Wild Horse Management Group, which is contracted to manage the animals.
For KNU Local News Now, on this Thursday, August 20th, 2026, I'm meteorologist Lee Bourne, and I'm pleased to report the monsoonal moisture has increased across the entire region. We are in a solid, medium-grade monsoon forecast here for the next 5 days. Daily showers and thunderstorms first developing over the high terrain from the Flagstaff, Grand Canyon region, southeast along the Rim Country into the White Mountains, and then spreading off to the south as we get into the late afternoon and evening hours. Temperatures continue to run on the hot side as high pressure across the region is quite strong. It's also what's responsible for returning the moisture to the region. On this Thursday, mountain highs once again checking in the mid-upper 80s, Navajo and Apache counties upper 90s, low 100s, Prescott region mid-90s, and the Verde Valley near 105. The heat steadily eases up somewhat moving forward through the forecast.
This is KNAU's Local News Now.